Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and in the studio with me, I have the Executive Director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, Linda Bankin, and on the phone, we have the Program Coordinator for ALFA, Ms. Natalie Sattler. Natalie, can you hear me this morning?
I sure can.
Excellent. I love when all the technology works. So you are both here to talk about the Fall Fishermen's Expo. So why don't we talk? Start with you, Linda, of what is this Fall Expo? Is this something that's happened before, and why did it get started?
Sure. So like all our ideas, all our best ideas come from fishermen. So about 4 years ago, when we were helping the fleet get set up with a bathymetric mapping program to help them really visualize the seafloor when they were fishing, the fishermen suggested we run some workshops so we could help people get more comfortable with the software and the hardware. So we brought Noble Tech people to Sitka to do some of that coaching. We had some of the fishermen who had gotten very good with using that technology be part of that training. And it's grown from there, where each year we have either fishermen suggest there's something they need to learn about, or maybe we hear from people in the marine trade business that, boy, if fishermen show up with another bag full of receipts, I'm going to scream. So maybe we ought to do a course on bookkeeping for fishermen or hydraulics for fishermen. So we've done these usually twice a year. We had to cancel the spring one while we sorted out how to do virtual. But and each year the topics have changed to accommodate the interests or the needs that we've seen in the fleet.
Wonderful. And I like that it incorporates more than just, it's more than just when you're on the water. It's there's a lot of things you have to consider as a commercial fisherman, so it's taking all those different aspects to
Yeah, exactly.
To learn from it.
It's a complicated world these days to be a fisherman, whether it's the technology or the regulatory system. So we try to incorporate all that and help people, whether they're new to fisheries or someone with a lot of experience.
So even if the fishermen have been on the water for decades and gone to expos in the past, there's something new for them.
Yeah,
time.
Definitely. And this time, I think, for sure, we're trying to, as I think people have heard, we have a real problem in our longline fisheries with sperm whales taking black cod off of people's hooks. So people are trying to explore strategies for avoiding whales, including using pot gear. And our goal is to try and help as many boats, whether they're small boats, big boats, be able to use those pots effectively, but also hold space in the fisheries for people who stay with hook and line and minimize the conflict. So a lot of this expo is organized around helping people understand what's out there in the pot world and also talking about how the two gear types can coexist.
Yeah, changing with the times, and with those sperm whales, part of me is like, oh, that's so annoying, but also I'm really impressed by the whales.
They're pretty
adept. They're too smart. So, Natalie, what you're the as the program coordinator, you know all the nitty-gritty details of what do we have to look forward to in this Fall's Expo? Are there any specific like highlighted topics or people coming in that you're particularly excited about?
Yes, thanks, Erin. Well, this year, like Linda was saying, we do have quite a few presentations and speakers on pots, and both Sinky pots and larger pots, too. And we have a few manufacturers who are going to be talking about some of their up-and-coming pots that are out there, and some fishermen are using them currently, or they just want to learn about them. We also have Paul Rue from Precision Boatworks. He's going to be talking about sort of how to set up your deck and the hydraulic requirements for hauling and fishing with Slinky pots. But a presentation we're really excited about is having Clara Seilenbach, and we may also have Andrew Spicer, a local PT in Sitka, talking about the ergonomics of fishing and how to really prevent injury when you're fishing, and more preventative, but also then therapeutic as well. So I think that'll be a great presentation for lots of folks. And then we also have like a whole gamut of folks talking also about energy efficiency and hull modifications, how to, you know, build your boat or make modifications that are going to help you, you know, save energy. So I think that'll be hopefully interesting to a lot of folks. Eric DeJong is a local naval architect, so he'll be talking about that as well, hybrid energy technology.
Wow, that's definitely it covers the full gamut of different aspects. I find it interesting, cool to have for like the ergonomics and physical therapy aspects of it. As yeah, goodness, you're doing a lot of repetitive motion, but that's really cool to have that aspect in it. Besides just the technical stuff, there's also the body technical, the body mechanics of it. So for folks who are interested in hearing, you know, one or all of these different topics, when is the expo actually taking place?
It is taking place on November 11th and 12th, virtually, and we have presentations throughout the day. And we have the flyer currently posted on our website, on our alphafish.org website, and I believe they're peppered all over town as well. So it has sort of a list of when, you know, if you want to just tune in to listen to the ergonomics of fishing, you could look at, oh, it's 1:30 on November 11th or whatever, or, you know, hang out for both whole days. And then one other thing I did want to mention, too, is on both days we are sort of doing forums around the lunch hour.
Okay.
I know Linda's going to be talking about fishing policy and management 101 on the 11th, just to sort of give a background and what's currently happening in policy around fisheries. And then on the second day, we also are having a NOAA enforcement officer talking about current POT regulations and what's going on currently, and talking about maybe up-and-coming things as well. And so I believe Linda and the NOAA enforcement officer it'll be more of an open discussion, so that we want to hear from other people and their concerns and things like that, so we can keep tabs on all of that.
Yeah, that's great. That's always, I feel like, the tricky part of doing things virtually is how do you still involve like both sides of the conversation? So it's nice that you're going to have designated times to do just that. So if people want to pipe in with their questions, they can get those answered. So for registration, is there a fee involved for the whole expo? What's the requirement for being a part of it?
Well, it's all free virtual workshops and trainings for both new and experienced fishermen. And like I said, folks can go to alphafish.org to register. They could also give me a call if they want to at 738-1286. And once they sign up, they'll get some information here shortly on, you know, what the links we're going to be using the Zoom platform, how to access and how to get on to every presentation. Mm-hmm.
And one of these things I know we had mentioned before we got on air is this is a big collaboration between a lot of different people besides just Alpha and the Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust. There's a lot of other, I guess, local sponsors, if you will, that are part of this presentation. Linda, you look like you had something to say.
Yeah, we've been really fortunate to have different groups, including local businesses and the gear manufacturers support these expos over the years so that we are able to offer them to fishermen, members, non-members, and this time in or out of Sitka for free. And I'll let Natalie talk about what some of the door prizes are for this particular expo, but just really want to put a big thank you out there to the marine service industry that supports our fisheries.
Excellent. I love door prizes. Even a virtual door gets prizes. This is excellent. What do we got for that?
Right. Well, we're really excited to have numerous sponsors this year and some fun prizes. So Precision Boatworks is offering 2 hours of welding credit. We have Delta Western offering fuel credits both in Sitka and Juneau. So if you live in Juneau, perfect. Use it there. Sitka Sound Seafoods is offering the $200 bait credit. SPC is offering 300 bait bags.
Wow.
And LFS is offering a $300 gift card. And I think we have a few other small items in there as well. So lots of different choices. So you have to just be able to participate in at least one of the presentations to be eligible for a prize.
Excellent. And these are these presentations, they're going throughout the day. Do you have a rough schedule of when the first presentation may start? What kind of time do you have to block off?
Yeah, the first one start at 9 on both the 11th and 12th. And we have little breaks in between to give people time to get up and stretch or whatever. And then they will go through the first day. I think our last one ends at 5:15, and then we'll do raffle prizes after that. And then the second day, hoping to wrap things up by 3:30. And again, raffles at the end of both days.
Awesome. full days of learning and really accessible learning. So even members in Juneau or other folks within Southeast can all come in pretty easily just signing up online to be a part of the expo.
Yeah, and we have also had interests from staff to the North Pacific Fishery Management Council that are involved mm-hmm. in this whole review of the interaction between pot gear and hook and line gear in the sablefish fishery and looking at what regulations might need to be changed to help the two coexist well and both be successful. So I know they intend to tune in and be a resource online, but also to be learning from the conversations yeah. that happen with the fishermen that are at the expo.
Yeah, it's always great things happen when you have everyone involved in these issues all there together and talking about it. And yeah, what a great opportunity. I'm glad that even though the spring expo didn't happen, I'm glad things were able to come together and this fall expo being taking place. So we're just about out of time. So the expo itself is November 11th and 12th, online, free for anyone interested. Registration is at alphafish.org, and there's also information peppered about town, as you said, with flyers and mm-hmm. The Facebook page would have information as well. And Natalie, could you give your number one more time in case people want to call in for information?
Sure, no problem. It's 738-1286.
Great, awesome. Linda Bankin, Executive Director of Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, and Natalie Sattler, the Program Coordinator for the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association. Thank you both for being with me on air this morning, and have a wonderful time at that expo, November 11th and 12th.
Thank you, Erin.
Thank you.